六一一一次欢迎，永远欢迎。你而家收听嘅系今个星期嘅主日讲道。
好，各位线上弟兄姐妹平安。
All brothers and sisters online, peace be upon you.
我们非常谢谢刚刚以 Ben 跟收音组长的分享。
Thanks for Yi Ben and Mandy's sharing.
其实他们是一个很典型的、一般的我们家庭的故事。
Actually, they are a very classic story of what's happening in our families.
就是一个传统的男人，他结婚之后他的思维。
It is like a traditional man how he thinks.After he gets married,
就是我成了一家之主。
That I have become the lord of the house.
好，我要供应家里的一切。
I have to provide for everything in the house.
当然，我要维持家里的各样的次序，包括清洁。
And of course, I have to maintain the discipline and order in the house as well.
然后我带着太太去做事。
And I will bring my wife along to do things.
太太在旁边帮忙。
And the wife will be beside me helping.
即便她已经很累了。
Even though when she is very tired.
即便她从结婚的第一天开始已经觉得很大的伤害了。
Even though on the very first day of marriage, she already feels very hurt.
我们男人还是自我感觉良好。
But men, we will still think that everything is okay, we are good.
其实太太的心已经受伤了。
But actually, the heart of our wives has already been hurt.
太太已经背负很多的这种压力跟痛苦了。
The wife is already carrying a lot of pressure and suffering.
我们男人还是自我感觉良好。
And yet, man feels that everything is okay.
我们要求神来帮助我们。
We have to ask God to help us.
怜悯我们这些做丈夫的。
To have mercy on all of us husbands.
更深的进到一个婚姻的真实跟美好里面。
So that we can enter into a deeper true intimacy of marriage.
今天我们要来讲夫妻关系。
Today we want to talk about husband and wife relationship.
我把题目叫做拥抱妻子真丈夫。
The title is Embracing the Wife as a True Husband.
其实预备的时候这两天压力蛮大蛮紧张的。
Because actually when I'm preparing for this, the pressure is actually quite big.
那个紧张就是要在太太面前讲怎么样做真丈夫。
The pressure is because I have to speak and preach in front of my wife on how to be a true husband.
但是我觉得神很好。
I feel that God is very good.
就是神让我看见呢，其实我是没有资格讲这个题目的。
God actually showed me that I am not qualified to speak about this.
其实我们还没有结婚的时候就觉得有一天会离婚了。
Actually, before we even got married, I would always feel that we would divorce one day.
但是神眷顾我们的婚姻。
But God takes care of our marriage.
我们来到六一之后，第一个营会就是夫妻营。
After we come to 611, the first camp we went to is a marital camp.
神说那是他给我们的礼物。
God says that is a gift to us.
所以感谢神，我就从一个很低的一个位置慢慢去学习。
So I thank God from a very, very low position, I start to learn slowly.
然后现在可以有时候还可以在夫妻营分享怎么样有好的夫妻关系。
And now, in the camps, I can share some of my ways and experience how to be a better husband in the marriage.
这全是神的恩典。
All of this is grace from God.
我们来读一段经文。
Let us now read a passage from the Bible.
创世纪二章二四到二十五节。
Let us read Genesis chapter 2:24-25.
好，我们一起来念，请。
Let us read together.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
这里讲到因此
，here says therefore，
因此是因为有前面的背景
，because there's therefore， because there is actually a context， a background information。
前面讲到说，那人神说那人独居不好。
In the prior verse it says that it is not good for man to be alone。
所以神说我要造一个配偶来帮助这个男人。
So God says I want to create a helper to come and help this man。
接着配偶就被创造出来了。
And this partner, this helper was created。
然后亚当就说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人
呐。And Adam says this is the bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This woman should be called woman。
这个是亚当在二十三节所说的。
This is what Adam says in verse 23.
然后就来到二十四节。
And then in verse 24,
亚当说可以称她为女人。
Adam says that we can call this helper a woman.
但是我这次读经才留意到，神立刻就调整说是妻子。
Here, in my reading, this time I realized that God immediately corrected him and said, "No, this is wife."
以前我看这段经文的时候会觉得是神对夫妻所讲的。
In the past, when I was reading these verses, as though God is speaking to the husband and wife.
这是神在表达出神设立婚姻的美好心意。
It is as though God is expressing His good intentions in marriage.
我现在要修正我的讲法。
But now I want to correct my way of saying this.
其实这一段就是对男人说的。
Actually, this passage is specifically said to the men.
这个经文是对丈夫说的。
This verse is spoken directly to the husbands.
是上帝对男人说。
Is God saying to men,
人要离开父母与妻子联合啊。
That you are, the man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife.
男人啊，你结婚之后，你要跟妻子联合，二人成为一体啊。
Man, once you marry your wife, you have to be united to her and become one flesh.
所以今天的经文是讲给所有男人、所有丈夫听的。
So this verse is spoken to all men, to all husbands today.
求神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们怎么样拥抱妻子做真丈夫呢
？How can we embrace our wives and be a true husband?
第一个委身妻子的节奏。
Number one, we would have to submit to the pace of our wives.
我们很多男人都有一个错误的想法。
A lot of our men, we have this wrong thinking.
我已经把赚的钱都拿回家了。
I brought all the money I've earned back home.
我不抽烟不喝酒，不是已经很好了吗
？I don't smoke, I don't drink. Isn't that good enough?
你还想要怎样
？What more do you want?
男人会这样想，是从这个世界的标准来看。
Husbands would think this way is because they are looking at the standards of this world.
是的，有很多的男人是不乖的，是乱搞的。
Yes, many men are not good, and then they mess things around.
好，但是不抽烟、不喝酒、拿钱回家，不等于是神设立婚姻的美好心意。
But if you don't drink, if you don't smoke, and you bring all the money back home, that doesn't mean that's God's standard as a husband.
神的心意是人要离开父母与妻子联合。
God's intention is for men to leave father and mother and to be united to his wife.
好，我们今天重点先不放在父母。
We will not put the emphasis on parents today.
我们要放在这个妻子的部分。
We want to emphasize on the wife part.
男人结婚之后要与妻子联合。
Man, once married, would have to be united with his wife.
男人结婚之后不要去跟工作联合啊。
When a man is married, he should not be united to his work.
男人要单单的联合妻子。
Man has to solely unite with his wife.
那你说联合是什么
？And what do you mean by united?
联合就是黏住。
United, it means to cleave onto.
黏住。
To cleave onto.
它也有忠心的意思，喜爱的意思，还有紧紧跟随的意思。
It also has a meaning of loyalty, of love, of following closely.
这个联合是一个动词。
That this word is cleaving is actually a verb.
而且是一个完成式。
And it's a past participle.
就是说，男人结婚之后呢，要黏住妻子。
It is to say that when a man is married, he has to cleave onto his wife.
对妻子完全的忠心。
And to devote himself completely to his wife.
然后呢，要专心的喜爱妻子。
And then to solely love his wife.
紧紧的跟随妻子。
And follow his wife closely.
这就是上帝设立婚姻的美好的心意。
This is God's intention in marriage.
好，意思就知道了。但是要怎么做呢
？Now we know the meaning. How do we actually do this?
好，目前我的层次呢，我的程度呢，就是有三个方式可以进行。
Currently, where I'm at, there's three ways of doing this.
好，照着我现在对这段经文的了解。
According to my interpretation of these verses.
好，有三个向度。
There's three ways.
不分先后，不分你我，还有不分头尾。
That you will not say who is first, will not say is this yours or mine, or is it we are the head or the tail.
不分先后呢，就是所有的事情呢优先做太太的。
That means we won't say that we won't say who will do first or last, which means to say that we will always do what our wife wants first.
好，每个人各忙各的，那怎么成为一体呢？
If everybody is busy with their own things, how can you be united with one flesh?
那所以我们妻子优先。
So our wife would always take priority.
我们先忙完妻子的事情，妻子也会跟我们一起完成我们要做的事。
First, we must be busy with the wife finishing what she wants, and then the wife will follow us and finish what we need to get done.
这个就是对付男人的自私。
This is to completely deal with our man's selfishness.
男人喜欢专顾自己嘛。
Because men are self-centered, we want to care only for ourselves.
所以男人要学会先顾妻子的事。
So men would have to learn how to care for the concerns of the wife first.
妻子觉得他事情优先的时候，他会很开心，他会觉得很尊贵。
When the wife feels that her things and her priorities are actually put ahead of the rest, she will feel treasured.
再来就是财产不分你我。
And then the second thing is that our finances will not be separated to yours or mine.
好，这个是上帝对丈夫说的，所以丈夫不要套在妻子的身上。
This is what God said to men, so men, don't use this on your wives.
就是上帝跟男人说呢，你的财产就是妻子的，妻子的财产还是妻子的。
So God is saying to the men, your finances, everything that you have belongs to your wife. What your wife has belongs to her.
我们这整个世界教导我们呢，就是要去抓，要去要，要去拿。
This world teaches us to want to grab, to go and chase after, to have things.
神国教导我们是要分享，要给予。
But God's kingdom asks us to share, to give.
男人结婚之后，他第一个要学习分享对象就是妻子。
Once a man is married, the first person that a man needs to learn to share is to share with his wife.
把你的一切的东西都给了妻子。
That everything that you have, you will give to her.
我们看圣经里面讲到亚哈随鲁王，对不对？
In the Bible, we look about this King Ahasuerus.
你要什么就是国的一半我都给你啊。
Whatever you want, up to the half of the kingdom I'll give to you.
这个是一个外邦人的想法。
This is a Gentile thinking.
好，没有信主的一个男人他是这样想的。
The thinking of a non-believer man.
好，但是耶稣基督是把一切甚至生命都给了我们。
But Jesus Christ gave everything including his life to us.
神把万物白白的赐给我们。
God gave us everything in creation to us.
好，所以我的就是你的，你的还是你的。
So what is mine is actually yours, but what is yours still belongs to you.
好，再不分头尾。
And then we will not say who is head and tail.
做头就是做决定。
The person who is the head makes the decision.
夫妻要一起做决定。
Husbands and wife need to make decisions together.
沟通到一样，我们才去做。
We have to communicate and agree, then we go and do together.
最后真的不行的话，我们就跟太太。
In the past, if really there is no agreement, we would follow the wife.
好，就是让太太去做，就是跟着太太的直觉，跟着太太的决定去做。
Then we will follow the wife's intuition. We'll follow the wife's decision.
我生命当中有很多的关键时刻，不知道该怎么做的时候，我最后就说好跟你。
In my life, I have many critical crossroads. I would say to my wife, "Yes, I will follow you."
那几次的经验都告诉我是非常正确的。
And those few experiences tell me that is the right thing to do.
包括我在医院里面，就是要不要出院，要不要开刀，我不知道该怎么办的时候，最后说好，太太，我跟你。
Even when I'm hospitalized, should I have operation? Should I be discharged? I don't know what to do. I said to myself, "Okay, wife, I will listen to you."
这个就是要对付男人的自大。
This is to deal with our own self-egoistic manner.
夫妻一起做决定，男人就不会说，要不是我的决定，就不会有这么好的结果了。
When husbands and wives make decisions together, then only then husbands will never say, "Oh, if it's not for my great decision, we wouldn't have such a good outcome."
这样就可以黏住了。
Then we can cleave together.
这个是我头脑上的理解。
This is my understanding in my head.
这几年感谢神，因为一直有机会在夫妻营，有时候也要做彼此的操练。
In the past few years, thank God that during the marriage camp, we would have to also demonstrate in front of others.
我发现呢，这个我的理解跟妻子的感受有很大的差别。
I realize my understanding and how my wife actually feels there's a huge gap.
我的头脑认知就是我的一切都可以我的一切钱都可以让太太用。
In my mind, I know that all my money I can allow my wife to use.
包括她结婚之后想出国读书，要用掉我们所有的钱，我都是 OK 的。
Including after we got married and she wants to go overseas to study and we'll finish all our finances, I'm still okay with that.
好，所以我觉得我都给你了。
So actually, I feel that I've given everything to her.
但我没有想到呢，原来每次太太要买一些东西的时候呢，她征求我的意见。
But yet, what really skipped my mind was that when my wife wants to buy something when she's shopping, When she's asking,
不管是买印表机啊、洗衣机啊，所有的这些，她都想跟我商量。
Whether it's a printer, it's a washing machine, she will always want to discuss with me.
她也不想我不开心。
She doesn't want me to be unhappy.
所以她就每件事情问我。
So she will ask me in everything.
好，但是我的想法就比较负面，比较没有信心嘛。
But my thinking is more pessimistic. I have less faith.
基本上他讲的我都是说 no 的。
Whatever she says, I will always say no.
要买个印表机吗？
Do we need a printer?
不用啊，就用公司的就可以了。
No, we don't need a printer. We can use the company's printer.
那去公司，这样不是很麻烦吗？
Well, if you have to go to the company to print, isn't it very inconvenient?
不会啊，我天天都去公司啊。
No, I go to the office every day.
所以我们不需要买印表机啊。
So we don't need to get a printer.
总之，我有很多的方法来让他不要去买的啦。
So I have all kinds of reasons to ask her to not to buy.
所以再一次的夫妻营的 ABC， 我太太就跟我说。
So in the previous marriage camp during the ABC, my wife told me，
我太太跟我说，她说你知道我的成长背景
？Do you know my upbringing？
就是我们家都是一直都是很穷的。
Do you know that as I was growing up, actually all of us were living in poverty?
当我嫁给你的时候
，When I married you,
我很开心。
I was very happy.
我觉得我好像嫁给了王子。
I felt like I married a king.
但是这么多年过去之后
，But after so many years,
我发现我是嫁给一个领中原的。
I discovered that I am like marrying to someone that's maybe getting welfare.
他觉得每一笔他要买的我都说 no.
Because everything that I want to buy, he will always say no.
我当时听的是非常的震撼。
When I heard that, I was shocked.
我怎么会变成这样呢
？How did it become like this？
好，原来太太的感觉是她每一笔款项都要申请。
Actually, my wife's thinking was she felt that for every amount she has to request.
当然她申请要出国留学，用完所有的钱我都 OK 的。
When she requests to go overseas to study and use up all our savings, I'm okay with that.
但是是要足。就是每一笔都要申请啦。
But what in her mind, every amount she needs to request for it.
好，所以就变成了有时候可以，有时候不可以。
So sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not okay.
大部分的时间是不可以的。
Most of the time it's not okay.
这个是她真实的感觉。
This is how what she truly felt.
我怎么会开始去改变呢
？And then when did I finally start to change?
就是我开始明白她了。
When I finally start to understand her.
明白他在这个用钱上他的痛苦。
When I finally understand her pain when she's using money，
他的无奈
，her sense of frustration，
我摸到了太太的感觉。
When I could finally connect to her emotions，
所以我就尽我所能的调高额度。
So I try my very best then to increase the limit
我。我现在讲尽我所能是，就是比较务实一点的说法。
When I say I try my very best, I'm trying to say it in a very concrete way of sorts.
我已经不敢说我一切都给你了。
I don't dare to say that I will give you everything.
因为我知道我头脑上是这样想，他的感受上是非常不一样的。
Because in reality, I know even though I think like that, but how she feels is completely different.
好，所以我们要摸到太太的感觉。
So we really need to connect to the emotions of our wife.
委身在太太的节奏里面。
We want to devote to her pace.
好，第二个我们要看的是主动敞开不遮掩。
The second one we want to look at is that we want to be willing to open up without hiding.
当时夫妻两人赤身露体。
At the time, both were naked, husband and wife.
这个是一个用属体的来预表属灵的。
This is using a physical description to describe the spiritual matter.
就是一个美好的夫妻关系是完全是敞开的。
That in an intimate husband and wife relationship, there is openness, there's no hiding.
但是这个重点是要丈夫主动敞开。
But the key point is that the husband has to actively be willing to open up.
丈夫不想主动敞开，被逼敞开呢？其实，丈夫会发怒。
If the husband is reluctant to open up and is being forced to open up, the husband will get angry.
那么妻子不想看到你发怒呢，他就跟着你也不敞开了。
And when the wife sees the husband getting angry, the wife would also not open up.
他就觉得被压制。
The wife will feel suppressed.
好，这个就是因为人犯罪之后，开始用无花果树的叶子来遮掩。
This is because after man committed sin, man used the fig leaf to cover.
你想太太如果拿了一片你的叶子，然后去跟她的小组长说，你看我老公用这个叶子遮着哪件事情， 这个被知道一定会家庭会吵架的。
You know, if the wife takes this fig leaf and then goes to the cell leader and say, you know, my husband is using this leaf to hide something. If this is heard by the husband, there will be huge quarrels in the house.
好，所以除非丈夫主动敞开，否则是没有办法有真正的敞开的。
So unless the husband is willing to open up, there will be no true openness.
我鼓励所有做丈夫的敞开你的过去。
I encourage all husbands to open up about your past.
特别是婚前的。
Especially before marriage.
你不想让太太知道的。
Things that you don't want your wife to know.
在一个适当的时间，你需要都让她知道的。
At the appropriate time, you need to let her know.
当你愿意敞开你的过去的时候呢，我跟所有的丈夫说，你会得着妻子的接纳。
When you're willing to open up about the past, I'm telling you, all husbands, you would receive your wife's acceptance.
你会觉得你的过去是被接纳的。
You will feel that your past is being accepted.
好，我们要尽可能的敞开一切。
We need to try our best to open up on everything. 啊，
这个，比如说我们敞开我们的银行卡的密码。
For example, we are willing to share the code for our bank card.
这个是一个财富的敞开。
This is an opening up of your treasures and your assets.
你敞开你的财富呢，你的太太一定更爱你。
As you open up on your finances, your wife will definitely love you more.
因为财宝在哪里，心就在哪里。
Because where your treasures are, where your heart will be.
敞开你的手机密码，你的脸书的密码。
Open up on the passwords on your phone, on your Facebook.
这是一个关系的敞开。
This is an opening up of on your relationships.
你要让你的妻子有权知道你在跟谁往来啊。
You need to have your wife have the authority to know that who you are interacting with.
太太不一定会想知道你在跟谁联络。
The wife might not want to know who you are communicating with.
但是你把密码给她呢，表示她有权知道啊。
But when you give her the password, it means that she has the authority to know.
你会得到她的信任。
You would then receive her trust.
我知道很多的丈夫呢，就觉得太太常常怀疑他，要查他。
I know that a lot of husbands would think that the wife are suspecting something, always want to investigate.
因为你遮掩。
Because you are hiding.
你越遮，他就越想知道。
The more you want to hide, the more she wants to know and investigate.
你完全敞开，他就连查都不想查了。
When you completely open up, she wouldn't even want to investigate.
所以你愿意敞开的时候呢，你得到的是一个信任。
When you're willing to open up on your relationships, what you receive is the trust.
几年前我在默想这段经文的时候，我就问神说，我们关系已经很不错了。怎么样可以再好？
As I was meditating on this verse a few years ago, I was asking God, like, our relationship with my wife is pretty good. How can we get even better?
神就告诉我呢，把你手机的群组全部加上你太太的名字。
And God told me that in all your chat groups in your phone, add your wife into it.
哦，我从来没有想过这件事
啊。I never actually thought about this way.
哎，我就觉得，哎，这样加入，后来我这样做，我觉得这样很好。
And after I started doing this, I felt that this is very good.
原来呢，当这样子的时候呢，我讲的每在手机里面讲的每一句话，太太都知道哦。
Actually, when I start doing this, whatever I say in all the chat groups, my wife would always know.
然后别人跟我讲的每一句话，她都知道、
哦。And what everybody else tells me, she would also know.
然后。他还可以插嘴哦
，and then she can also intercede.
他可以给意见哦
，she can give suggestions.
而且他会可以修正我的意见哦
，and she can also correct my opinions.
好，我讲了一个意见，他说不对，是应该是怎样
？When I mention something, and then she say no, that's wrong. It should be like this.
这个是心思意念的敞开。
This is an opening up on our thoughts and our thinking.
你知道这个啊？心里所充满的口里就会说出来了。
What is filled in your heart, you will then speak out from your mouth.
这个说出来，所以当我每一个留言都让太太知道的时候，她知道我在想什么。
So when all of my spoken or written thoughts are being known by my wife, she knows what is in my heart.
你会得着默契。
You will then receive this intimacy.
这个是我目前理解的层次啊。
This is my understanding so far.
我鼓励所有的做丈夫的，你就敞开就对了。
I encourage all husbands just open up.
我给大家看一个 PPR.
Let me show you a PPR.
这是昨天找出来的，我跟太太在 WhatsApp 的群组。
This is my WhatsApp group.Sharing group with my wife.
共同群组有675个。
We are together in 675 chat groups.
其实大家不要担心，其实太太不会看那么多的。
Actually, everyone don't have to worry so much. Wives won't actually read through all of them.
其实大部分她都不看的。
Most of them she doesn't read.
好，但是你让她看，她就觉得很好。
But the fact that you're willing to let her read, she feels good.
她就觉得很好。
She feels good.
就这个感觉很好而已。
And the feeling is great.
好，所以你就敞开。
So be willing to open up.
你会。有那种默契啊
Then you will have this sense of intimacy with your wife.
特别我觉得我表达能力是有一些问题的。
I feel that in my ways of communicating, my way of expression, there's some problem.
有时候也不太想讲什么。
Actually, sometimes I don't feel like sharing anything.
有时候讲讲就有时候服事累了也不太想讲话。
You know, after being tired in ministry, I wouldn't want to say anything.
好，但是全部的群组他都可以看的。
But because she's seen all of my chat groups,
甚至我在客厅打短讯，她都知道我到底在干嘛，跟谁讲什么。
Even when I'm in the living room and I'm typing a message, she actually knows who I'm talking to, what I'm doing.
她就会很安心啊。
And then she would feel relieved.
哦，原来晚上八点十分你在某一个群组说了这句话。
At 8:10 p.m. you were saying this specific thing in one of this chat group.
我今天晚上坐在客厅坐了两个钟头，就是在跟这十几个群组在讲话。
I sat in the living room for 2 hours and it is actually speaking to all these chat groups. She knows.
哎，这个就是一个默契。
Then this is a sense of intimacy.
这是个很好的感觉。
This is a very good feeling.
我鼓励大家来试试。
I encourage everyone to try.
妻子要有智慧哦，你不要去逼丈夫说你也要这样做。
Wives, you need to be wise. Don't force your husband to do this.
好，你要让圣灵感动他。
You need to let the Holy Spirit touch him.
刚刚已经有人跟我讲说，他会请让他的丈夫一定要听今天的信息。
Just now, I already heard someone telling me that she will definitely ask the husband to listen to this message.
我现在公开回答哈，你还是祷告就可以了啦。
I will now publicly say no, just pray.
他一定听得到的。
He will definitely hear.
然后圣灵就会开始光照他。
And the Holy Spirit will convict him.
真的，这个信息是给男人听的。
This message, this sermon is for men.
给丈夫听的
，For husbands，
好，你敞开了，你可以进到神设立婚姻的美好的心意。
Be willing to open up, and you can enter into the true blessings of marriage as ordained by God.
再来放下自卑得帮助。
The next point is to put down our inferiority and be willing to accept help.
二十五节说，赤身露体并不羞耻。
That when we are naked, we don't feel shame.
原来当人犯罪之后呢？充满很多的羞耻。
When men commit sin, it's filled with shame.
这个羞耻就是人做错事情之后的错误反应。
This shamefulness is actually a response after doing something bad.
人做错事呢，应该要有罪疚感，然后就认罪，关系得修复。
When a man commits something wrong, there will be a sense of guilt, and then we want to confess and repent, and then they will restore the relationship.
但是做错事，但是错误的感觉就是说，他把焦点转移到自己这个人。
But what is wrong is that the person then focus on himself.
就是要看，就是只看到自己。
That the person only sees himself.
看到自己。好丢人哦
！The man only sees that. Oh, so embarrassing.
我怎么会做这个事呢
？How can I commit this wrong?
然后就开始有一些错误的连锁反应。
And then you will have a series of unfortunate responses.
我们看一下，这个是这一次我思想出来的羞耻，其实就是自卑啦。
The shame is actually self inferiority.
就是觉得自己不好。
It's thinking that we are not good enough.
它有一个反应模式的。
There is actually a response mechanism.
我简单的用亚当的模式来做说明。
I'll use Adam's mechanism to come and share.
亚当吃了分别善恶树的果子之后，他其实应该要去找神跟神认错的。
After Adam ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, Adam should actually go and look for God and then confess and.Say that he's wrong.
但是他拖延，他不肯面对。
But then instead he procrastinated.
其实羞耻这个字呢，它的另外一个意思就是拖延。
Shame, another meaning of shame is procrastination.
好，他拖到上帝自己来找他了。
He procrastinated until God himself came to look for him.
上帝找他，他就躲起来了，躲到树丛后面去了。
And then when God came to look for him, then he evaded and hide. He hid in the bushes.
然后接着上帝就问他说：“是不是你做的啊？”
And then God asked, "Is it the one that you are the one that did this?"
你只要说是或不是嘛。
All you have to say is yes or no.
他就不肯认错。
But then he refused to admit an error.
然后就说都是我的太太。
And then he says, all my wife's fault.
都是跟我同居的那个女人。
All because of the woman that was with me.
都是她的问题。
It's all her problems.
还有呢，其实这个女人是你给我的，所以也是你的问题。
And this woman, you gave it to me. So actually, it is also your problem.
然后接着审判咒诅就来了。
And then judgment and curse came after.
我用我的例子来做说明。
I'm going to use an example of myself.
就是当我几年前我血糖有问题的时候。
A few years ago, when I have blood sugar problems,
看了医生，然后也给了药了。
I've seen the doctor, and then he's prescribed me medicine.
但是总是没有照规定去做。
But I have always never followed the doctor's advice.
那太太看到我这样不行，她就说：“健胜，你要去看医生呐。”
And when my wife saw this, that I'm not doing it right, my wife told me, "You have to go, Jason. You got to go and see the doctor again."
我觉得他又开始嫌我不好了。
And then suddenly I feel that, oh, she's saying that I'm not good enough.
所以我就开始拖延了。
So I start to procrastinate.
我就说，再迟一点吧。
I say, maybe a while later.
第一阶段的反应。
That's my first stage response.
拖了一段时间，太太又觉得不行了。
After procrastinating for some time, my wife felt that, this is not right.
健胜，你应该去看医生啊。
Jason, you should go and see the doctor.
这时候第二个模式启动。
And then that's my second mechanism.
逃避。
I will evade.
你没看到我现在工作很忙吗？
Don't you see how busy I am with work?
最近要办这个网络会议啊，我这个月都是非常忙的。
Recently we are doing this huge conference. This whole month I'm so busy.
逃到事工里面，逃到工作里面去。
I will evade. I'll hide into my work. I'll hide into my ministry.
那特会办完之后继续逃。
After the conference is done, I will still continue to evade.
可以的，可以的，我最近会开始好好的运动的。等我运动完之后再看看啦。
Okay, okay, I will exercise. After I exercise, then we'll see whether we need to see the doctor.
好，再来就是不肯认错。
Next is to refuse to admit the error.
就是太太就开始生气了。
And that's when my wife gets angry.
你为什么不肯去找医生，又不肯好好吃药呢？
Why do you not want to go and see the doctor? And why are you not eating your medicine?
我就说。我其实就应该说对不起嘛。
Actually, at the point I should say I'm sorry.
好，我愿意好好吃药。
I say I'm willing to eat my medicine now.
但是我不肯认错。
But I refuse to admit my wrong.
我就说我最近真的很累啊。
I say actually for me I'm actually very tired.
其实很累，你就吃药就好了嘛。
If you are so tired, then eat your medicine. You'll feel better.
但是我就说我很累。
But I say I am tired.
还有我不想吃那个药啊。
And I don't want to eat that medicine.
上面就明明标示着毒药两个字，还粗体字加黑，我就不想吃啊。
I don't want to eat the medicine. On the box itself, it says dangerous medicine, poison. I don't want to eat poison.
就是每一次吃就觉得，怎么传道人做到每天吃毒药来对付自己的糖尿病？我觉得怎么会变成这样子呢？
You know, when I look at the box, I'll be thinking, you know, as a minister of God, I'm actually eating medicine, poison actually every day. How can I be a minister?
这个是什么？这个就是不肯认错。
What is this? This is to refuse to admit an error.
最后老婆当然发火了。
Of course, my wife finally got mad.
你为什么就是不肯好好去弄你的血糖问题？
Why?
去找医生呢？
Why do you don't want to seriously take care of your health and go and see the doctor?
这时候开始推卸责任了。
Here, this is where I start to shift the blame.
因为我有自卑，我有羞耻。
Because I feel inferior, because I feel ashamed.
我觉得你一直在挑剔我、
啊。I feel that you're always picking on me.
我就说你没看到我已经很努力在运动了吗
？Don't you see that I'm already trying so hard to exercise?
然后你的口气就好像这个身体比我好一样。
And your tone is as though your health is way better than mine.
就吃东西要管，然后什么全部都要管。
You want to control everything that I do, what I eat, what I do.
我就开始反击啊。
And I start to attack back.
还有我也不想这样啊。
I also don't want to be like this.
每次只要一这个一开会，然后吃饭坐着，然后再吃饭，血糖就立刻就上来了。
Every time, you know, do you think I really want this? Every time I go for a meeting, I eat, I go for another meeting, and I eat again. Of course, my blood sugar will go up.
我血糖本来已经是非常好了、
啊。My blood sugar actually was very good at one point.
然后牧师师母又差派我去台中去弄分堂，我立刻又冲到十以上了。
But Pastor Joshua and Simo then send me to Taiwan, Taichung. Immediately, my blood sugar shot to over 10.
推卸责任。
This is what I'm doing. I'm shifting the blame.
那怎么办
？Then what to do？
那就送到审判里面去。
Then we are being sent to judgment.
就是被隔离起来。
That's when we have to be then set apart, quarantined.
因着众人的祷告。
Because of everyone's prayers,
然后神的怜悯
and God's mercy,
然后我可以又再 出来。
Then only then could I come out from the hospital.
我要跟大家讲了，其实刚有糖尿病的时候，我也有努力一阵子的。
I want to tell everybody when I first was diagnosed with diabetes, I really tried hard in the beginning.
我也曾经正常过。
I was actually normal at one time.
但是习惯没有改，我又出问题了。
But habits when I didn't change them, then problems arise.
当我从医院出来之后
，When I was discharged from the hospital,
我觉得是一个更大的。震动
I felt that it was actually an even greater shaking.
我就更加的悔改
And then I repented even deeper.
状况又比以前更好
And then my condition became much better than before.
但是我跟他讲啊，我是人
But I want to tell people, I am actually human.
我凭我的意志是有个极限的
If I'm just basing it on my own willpower, there is a limit.
这个改变呢，是大概是半七八个月之前
，This change took place about 7-8 months ago。
我们在睡觉的时候，我就留意到我太太会按按我的手啊、大腿啊这样子。
When I was sleeping, I realized that my wife at times would put her hand on my chest and on my thigh。
当然，我知道她在检查我的肌肉有没有消瘦啊。
I know that she's checking to see whether my muscles have become smaller。
这个从古时候到现在到那个时候都有的。
This is something that she has always done habitually.
但是我那天突然觉得呢，她不是在检查我。
But that night, 7-8 months ago, I realized that she's not actually checking me.
我就觉得她担心我的身体。
I finally realized that she's actually worried about my body.
她担心我的身体。
She's worried about my body.
然后我就很难过。
And I felt so sad.
就为什么我这样子，她还是担心呢
？I felt sad because I've been trying so hard. Why is she still so worried?
我觉得这个转变是摸到太太的感觉。
I felt that my transformation is because I finally connected with how my wife was feeling.
所以我就想要终结这个问题。
So I truly then want to face it and deal with it.
所以感谢神，就在这半年呢，我的体重有很大的改变。
So I thank God for the past 6 months, I have a huge change in my weight.
我用一个表做总结。
I want to go and use this PPT as a summary.
怎么样拥抱妻子呢
？How can you embrace your wife?
不分先后，不分你我，不分头尾。
No particular order, regardless of you and me, regardless of head and tail.
除去男人的自私自利自大。
So that there's no more selfishness, no more self-interest, and no more arrogance.
敞开过去。财富、关系、心思。
Share your past, share your positions, share your relations.
你会得着妻子的接纳、喜爱、信任、默契。
You will then receive acceptance, affection, trust, and rapport.
不要再自卑了。
Let go of being self-inferior.
有问题就改。
When you have a problem, then seek help to change.
我要很谢谢牧师师母。
I really want to thank Pastor Joshua and Simo.
牧师的榜样常常在我的面前。
Pastor Joshua's example has always been in front of me.
我谢谢师母撞击我的，师母撞击我。
I thank Simo for always confronting me.
帮我通取。
To help me to clear.
就是让我的封闭可以开一些。
So that my self evasion, my hiding can then be removed.
原来压抑自己的人，他压抑了自己的感觉。
Because someone who suppresses himself would also suppress his own feelings.
最后他摸不到自己的感觉。
At the end, he wouldn't even know how he's feeling.
他也摸不到别人的感觉。
And he cannot also connect with someone else's feeling.
当我现在比较不压抑了。
Now I'm less suppressed.
我比较摸得清楚自己的感觉了。
I now can feel what I'm actually feeling.
我可以看见自己的那种羞耻。自卑的反应模式了。
I can see my shame, my inferiority response mechanism.
我可以摸到妻子的感觉。
I can finally connect to my wife's feelings.
是师母坐在我身上的。
It is what Simo has done in my life.
让我们的夫妻可以再往一个更好的关系进入。
So that my husband and wife relationship can get into an even better stage.
我们鼓励所有的做丈夫的。
I encourage all the husbands here.
你要得着神设立婚姻的美好的心意。
You want to receive the true blessings of God, ordained marriage.
我们将荣耀归给神。
We give all glory to God.
Hallelujah. 我对，我们谢谢建圣。
We thank Pastor Jason.
建圣用他的生命来传递。
With his own life, Pastor Jason really taught us about these two verses.
感谢神。
We praise God.
拥抱妻子真丈夫。
A great husband will embrace his wife.
弟兄姐妹，这两节圣经呢，不单单是给丈夫的。
These two verses is not only given to the husbands.
做丈夫的要听。
Yes, husbands, you need to listen.
做太太的要听。
And as wives, we need to listen.
有钱的人要听。
Wealthy people need to listen.
没钱的人也要听。
Poor people need to listen.
单身的弟兄姐妹要听。
Singles is for you.
骄傲的人更要听。
The proud people, it's for you.
自卑的人也要听。
With low self-esteem, you need to listen.
我们每一个人都要听。
Everyone, this is for you. 这两节
圣经可以应用在夫妻关系上面。
You can apply these two verses in your marriage.
也应用在我们每一个人的身上。
And in everyone's life.
我认识有一个人。
I know a person.
或许为了保密不要讲了。
I'm not going to say his name.
就是呢，有一些很有钱的人。
The person is very wealthy.
他跟一个没有钱的人结婚了。
Well, he married a poor girl.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你要我跟你结婚吗？
Do you want to marry me?
我们一起结婚吧。
Let's get married.
好，请这个没有钱的人签字。
So he asked this poor girl to sign.The certificate.
假如将来离婚，你不能分我的家产。
If it happens that we got divorced, then you're not going to get my wealth, get my money.
我的家当很多。
My possessions is great.
你什么都没有。
When you marry me, you have nothing.
假如我们离婚，你不能分我一半。
So if we divorced,
要不要结婚？
You're not going to share.Half of my possessions.
你先签这个,
Do you want to marry me?
然后我们再签婚约。
So if you want to sign this contract, then we can sign the marriage certificate.
在菲律宾呢?
In the Philippines.
离婚结婚很普遍。
It's normal to get married and divorced.
所以很多都不结婚了。
So many people didn't even want to marry. They just lived together.
纵然结婚了。
Even though they get married,
他们的婚约有些时候是只有有效十年。
The marriage certificate is only valid for 10 years.
十年后就失效。
It expires after 10 years.
就要离婚了，不用再找律师，律师费很贵。
That means when they want to divorce, they don't need to pay for the legal fee.
那我们香港人呢，有很多的人呢，要男女要在一起。
In Hong Kong, and many people want to live together.
选择不结婚。
A man and the woman live together and not married.
只选择在一起。
They just choose to live together.
为什么要这样子呢？
Why?
就像建圣刚开始讲的，
just what Pastor,
很怕会离婚。
Just what Pastor Jason said it, he's afraid of be divorced.
我要跟弟兄姐妹讲。
And I have to tell my brothers and sisters.
离婚不是一个选项。
Divorce is not your choice.
婚姻是永恒的。
Marriage is forever.
不要想啊，你要结婚了，然后就一定会离婚。
Don't plan a marriage and then plan a divorce later.
你要想，我结婚了，我永远不会离婚。
So when you decided to get married, there's no more divorce.
你要这样子的决心，你的婚姻才会幸福。
With such a determination, then your marriage will be happy.
这就是这两节圣经要讲的。
This is the meaning of these two verses.
夫妻二人成为一体。
The two becomes one.
人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
赤身露体，并不羞耻。
The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.
所以我们无论每一个人，哪一个人，你都要听。
Everyone, this is for you.
这两节圣经呢，让我们看到两幅图画。
These two verses describe.Two pictures for us.
我请建圣喵喵到台上来吧。
Let's have Pastor Jason and Pastor Anna and my wife.
第一幅图画是24节的上半，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合。
The first half of verse 24, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. 请
郑胜妙妙站在这边。
So, Pastor Jason and
他好比我的父母。
They are like my parents. Okay.
是我找不到比我老的人了。
I couldn't find anyone who's older than me, so it's
OK 了。
Just illustrated.
假设健身妙妙是我的爸爸妈妈。
Let's say these are my parents.
我的另外一半，请站在这里。
And this my other half.
24节讲哈，因此人要离开父母。
Verse 24, a man would leave his father and mother.
本来我们是一起的。
We were together before.
我是跟他们一起的。
I live with my parents.
他的一切都到我这里来，对不对？
My parents gave all of their
house to me. 我领受他的一切。
And I received them all.
所以你的财产也是我的。
So your possessions become mine.
继承一层，
I inherit all.
还有他的习惯。
So his habits.
他的想法。
His possessions.
他的味道。
And his smell.
我们是一起一家人嘛。
His taste. We are one family. We share everything.
人要离开父母。
A man need to leave.
我要离开他。
I need to leave my parents.
放。Physically 是这样要离开。
Physically relinquish.
那是在灵里，在心里了，感情啊。
In my heart, my emotions, the attachment.
习惯啊。
My habits.
家庭成长里面我的想法啊。
All my thoughts in my upbringing.
还有我在这个家庭里面成长的温度啊。
And the temperature, the atmosphere in the family.
我们家庭里面所培养起来我的反应啊。
All my responses mechanism.
这些都要放下。
I need to let go.
还有我在这里长大的时候呢
？And when I grew up in this family,
这个家告诉我什么是好，什么是不好。
This family told me what's good and what's not good.
我就很习惯在这一切里边。
And I got used to those thoughts.
这些想法。
And this kind of thoughts.
但是假如我要结婚呢
？But if I want to get married,
我要离开。
I need to let go.
放下。
Let go of these.
我不再跟这个联合了。
I would not be united with them again.
与妻子联合。
I need to unite.
联合这个字呢，不是一个过去式。
This is not a past tense.
是我继续要追赶，是 continuous tense.
I need to pursue her.
我要得着这个。
Continue to until I overtake her.
为什么这样子呢
？Why I do this?
请你留意。
You have to pay attention.
人。
A man.
一个人。
A man.
我的父母
my parents,
他不是我的 complementary.
They are not my complementary.
原文呢，人，妻子
a man and his wife.
这是人的 masculine form.
The man is the masculine form.
妻子呢是人的 feminine form.
Why the woman means it's the feminine form.
所以我们两个加起来呢
so two.Together,
才是神的形象。
Then they carry the image of God.
人，神按照他的形象造人，乃是按照他的形象造男造女。
God made man in their own image, in their own likeness.
我们两个一起才表达神的形象。
Two together will reveal the image, the likeness of God.
不是跟父母啊。
Not with the parents together.
乃是跟妻子啊。
But with the wife together.
所以呢，人要离开。
So man needs to leave the parents.
追赶太太。
And to pursue his wife.
我们才是一起。
To become one.
这是第一幅图画。
This is picture number one.
就是放开。
Let go.
追赶。
Catch your wife.
不是一次哦。
Not just once.
好像健身到现在。
Just like Pastor Jason.
他要继续放开他的父母。
Continually to let go of his parents.
放开，放开。
Let go, let go.
跟他的太太追求，追求。
Catch your wife by pursue her.
他不等你，你永远追不到了。
If she would not wait, you cannot catch her.
要他等了啊。
Until she waits for you, then you can catch her.
这是第二幅图画。
This is the second picture.
二人成为一体。
The two becomes one.
怎么样二人成为一体呢
？How they become one?
我们要这样。这样子。
This is the way.
二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Both of them are naked, but they feel no shame.
我把这个动作想出来。
And I thought of this.
是因为呢，赤身露体就是两个人很紧密在一起。
So the two are together intimately.
完全的敞开。
It open up, be transparent.
接纳。
And accepting each other.
赤身露体就是没有什么阻隔的。
So there is nothing separated them, dividing them.
接纳的。
And acceptance.
并不羞耻。
No shame.
就是不会因为对方怎么样。
It doesn't matter how the other half.
跟我不一样。
How different she is.
我就嫌弃她。
Then I look down on her.
我就失望了。
Or I'm disappointed by her.
不会觉得对方很慢了。
I would not think that she's too slow for me.
很像我是很慢的。
It seems like I'm the one that is really slow.
打篮球是最快的，其他都慢。
When playing basketball, I'm fast, but the rest of things I'm slow. And getting up slowly, and going to the toilet for a long time, and
所以师母就常常说我很多。
So Simo always lag on me.
她在帮助我。
Well, she's helping me.
所以做太太呢，不要觉得太太老公很慢。
So as a wife, don't look down on your husband.
就失望了。
And be disappointed.
嫌弃了。
And despise.
两夫妻呢
The two together.
都要继续敞开
You continue to open up to each other and be naked.
并不羞耻
And feel no shame.
这样子呢，我们就成为生命树了
Then together we become a tree of life.
所以我们能够这样子彼此相爱
As the two of us love one another.
赤身露体不羞耻
In the intimacy way, then no shame.
才能包下一代。
Then we can embrace our next generation.
因为这就是生命树。
Because that's the tree of life.
假如我们都彼此不好。
If we have no good relationship.
嫌弃。
We despise each other.
我们怎么样能够帮别人呢
？How could we help others?
你不接纳你的太太、丈夫，你怎么接纳你其他人呢
？If you don't accept your spouse, you're not going to accept others.
从我们开始。
It started from us.
成为生命树。
We become the tree of life.
这就是吃生命树的果子。
And that's how we take the fruit.
成为生命树。
From the tree of life, we become the tree of life.
对夫妻来讲，当然是这样子赤身露体了。
Yes, to couples can be naked and become one.
对单身的弟兄姐妹呢
？But to the singles,
你也要。这样子去爱别人
This is how you love others
接纳别人
To accept others
在你的权柄面前
Before your authority
在你所爱的人面前
Before your loved ones
不用遮掩的
You don't need to cover up
可以敞开
You can be transparent
彼此接纳
And to accept one another
也爱别人
And to love others
这就是对这个圣经也对每一个人的说话。
And these scriptures spoke to us and spoke to everyone.
但愿所有弟兄姐妹。
And I pray that every brother and sister.
无论你在哪里。
No matter where you are.
你听到这个信息。
As you heard this message.
请你记得这两幅图画。
I want you to remember these two pictures.
第一个是这样。
The first, that let go of your parents and catch your wife, pursue her,
继续追求。
Continue to pursue her.
第二幅图画。
The second picture.The two becomes one.
赤身露体并不羞耻。
They are naked but feel no shame.
然后抱别人。
And together they embrace others.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神。
Praise God.
好，我请师母来回应。
Now I pass the time to Simon.
谢谢建圣妙妙。
We thank you.
我们先来看我们一个。短片好吗？
Let's watch a video.
过前两天前，我们刚刚过我跟牧师37周年的结婚纪念，所以呢，我们的同工给我们一个 surprise， 把我们的一些的照片还有一些的影片放在一起做了一个影片送给我们，我们看了觉得很感动，很想跟大家一起分享。
We celebrate our 37th wedding anniversary the other day, and this is a surprise from our coworker. It's a video.
are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all.
谢谢同工制作这个影片，我觉得我跟牧师都看了，觉得很感动。
I thank my coworker who made this one, and I was so moved by the video.
很多的同工也回应给我们说看了非常的感动。
A lot of coworkers wrote back to us and says, "Wow, it's such a touching video."
我想感动的那个点就是好像。看到一棵生命树在我们中间长大。
The touching point is I saw the tree of life is growing among us.
但是这棵生命树的核心是我跟牧师两个人，我们的爱情。
The core is our love, me and my husband.
当中大家可能看到有一幅，还有 Basil Ruby， 还有他爸爸妈妈那幅是牧师。按牧的时候也是同一个日子，是我们结婚的十二年之后。
The picture showing Ruby's family is because Pastor Joshua was ordained on our wedding anniversary.
所以不单只是我们的结婚周年，也是牧师的按牧周年。
Not only our wedding anniversary, that day is also the anniversary of his ordination.
还有两年前，我们是7月23号，我们呢，一起全部人去坐游轮。
And 2 years ago, on that day, July the 23rd, we board the cruise ship together with the whole church.
那是在游轮的时候呢，我们来宣告有日月同证，宣告52年遍植生命树。
In the cruise, we announced that we're going to start the tree of planting all over the nations for the 52 years, and with the witness of the sun and the moon.
那今年也是两周年了。
So this year it happens to be the second anniversary of that announcement.
所以我看到神的一个好像带领。从我们结婚到今天，好像看到生命树从一颗种子长大到今天。
This is the leading of God, how the tree of life grew from a seed until this day.
我刚刚听建圣讲到，我也非常的感动。
And the preaching of Pastor Jason also moved my heart.
我刚刚已经跟他说了他的那些的。讲到呢，我会把它放进去我们正在写的这本男人的书里面。
I told him his sermon will be included in the new book I'm going to publish, Man, You Are the Head.
今天是一个男人的反省。
So this is the reflection for the man.
我也看到一个男人从他的自我的里面走出来了。
And I saw how a man can come out from the nutshell of self-centeredness.
其实前两天我跟同工们，我们有一个很快乐的时候，我们一起过。
Two days ago, together with my co-workers, we celebrate our wedding and anniversary.
同工后来有跟我说
，Then later on, my co-workers told me,
他们从小家里也没有这种过这种周年庆。他结了婚，他们自己也不知道原来周年庆是要庆祝的。
In the family, they never saw any wedding anniversary celebration. So when they grew up and got married, they never celebrate their own wedding anniversary.
但是当他看到我跟牧师的这样子来庆祝的时候，他们里面有不单只是有一份的喜乐跟满足，另外他也问自己。为什么我们的生命里面没有这个呢？
And they saw our celebration, then they felt the satisfaction and joy, but they reflect, why didn't we do that?
那同工们呢，都会觉得，何必这样花钱呢？
And some of them think, oh, why do you spend so much on this?
那要出去吃一顿饭又要用钱啊，买礼物又要用钱啊，如果还要请朋友来，那花的钱不是更多吗？
It's quite an expense to go out for a meal and maybe invite friends to come and join you and to buy gifts.
但是你的太太你的爱情所神为你预备你要倾倒给这一位你要娶她来做妻子的这样这么多年我跟牧师已经37年了
The one that you marry, the one that you pour out all your love upon her and then you marry for these years like me and my husband married for 37 years
37年也是不短的日子
It's not a short time
我们走过许多的高高低低
And we walk through the valleys
这个浓缩的影片
This is just a short view of a condensed view of our marriage life
但是事实上我跟牧师经历很多
But we have been through together a lot.
走过很多人生的高高低低。
We've been through high points and low points in our lives together.
那随着我们结婚的年日。
And through all these years as it go on.
我们对对方的那个感情是越来越浓。
And our love for each other goes stronger and stronger.
所以呢，每年的结婚纪念日
，So every year when we have the anniversary，
我都要让师母 surprise，
and I will surprise my wife。
所以他每年都会有一张他精心挑选的卡片，还要自己写一首诗在上面。
So every year on our anniversary day， he will give me a card。And he picked that personally and with the special meaning and wrote a poem.
那个除了这一首诗之外呢，
other than the poem,
他还会送我礼物。
And he will also give me other gifts.
还会跟我一起庆祝。
And he will celebrate this special day with me.
我
是我帮你庆祝。
对对对。
Yes. It's the husband who celebrates.
我们那个在那个男写这本男人的写书会上面呢
，in this book writing meeting，
我跟这些的男人说
，I told all the men，
结婚纪念日每一年都是牧师。 为我做的哦。
Every year, Pastor Joshua will celebrate our wedding anniversary. He will
都是他送礼物给我。
He will give me gifts.
都是他给我惊喜。
It's him who will surprise me.
都是他写一首诗给我。
It is he that will write the poem for me.
我没有送他礼物，也没有写给他一首
诗。I didn't give him gifts. I didn't write any poem.For and I didn't give him any card.
但是我跟这些的男人们说
，I told all the husbands,
大家不要心里不平衡哦。
Don't feel bad about this. Don't feel unfair.
在夫妻的关系里面，我们不要来计较。这个你我要做，这个你也要做啊。
Husband and wife.
你做多了，那他做少了，就是说。我们常常会有一种那种不平衡的心态。
Don't ever compare between the husband and wife. Don't ever calculate how much you have done and how much I have done. And don't you should never feel that it's unfair for the man to do a bit more.
因为你没有想过你的太太。
Because you've never thought that how much your wife.
她嫁了给你的那天。
The day that she married you.
他的一切都是为了你。
All she done, all she have is for your sake.
他整年其实每一天从早上到晚上，他都是照顾你，他煮饭给你吃，他照顾你。你生病，谁是那个最在乎的
？Every year, right, 24/7, right? And who's taking care of you? Who looks after you?
我要补充一句，我们男人呢、啊？我们是胸怀世界。
We men, we have the whole globe in our heart.
拯救地球。
We have to save the globe. We have to save the earth.
但是太太呢
？But wives,
她的心中就只有一个丈夫。
In her heart, there's only me.
整个人整个的心思都在丈夫身上。
Totally occupied.
都在家里边。
By the husband, by the family.
所以我们做丈夫的真的要谢谢太太。
So, as husband, you need to thank your wife.
这样子爱我们。
And thank your wife for her total love.
我们都不懂得放下世界。
We didn't know how to
来爱太太。
Let go of the earth and lay down and for your wife.
原来太太家庭才是最重要。
Your wife is the most important. The family is the most important.
没有家就没有世界。
Without family, with you have no world.
知道吗？
You understand.
有了世界不可能家就没了。
You gain the world, but you lose your family.
这是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
但是太太总是在帮助我。
The wife is always there to help us.
把我拉回来。
And to pull us back.
所以随着我们结婚的年日增加，我感觉到每一年我从她收到的这个爱，还有她的心意。还有我在他生命中的那个位置是越来越重要。
As our marriage continues and our marriage goes on, every year I receive the how he treasures me, value me, and the love he has for me. That's important.
其实所做的一切只是代表对对方的那个爱。跟那个感谢
It's just representing the husband's love towards the wife and his thankfulness.
所以弟兄们
So my brothers and sisters, my brothers,
现在除了两个人的那种爱情之外呢
Other than the love between the husband and wife,
还有一个东西就是
There's another thing.
生命树片植
The tree of life planting
原来生命树片植全地
We want to plant the tree of life all over the world
我们是要差派一个团队一个团队里面需要有一对的夫妻
We want to send a team out and within this team there must be a couple
好像一个小组里面，他也需要有一个爸爸、一个妈妈，或是一个爸，一对夫妻。
A cell group needs a father and a mother.
这个爱是从那个 那个最原先的源头一直散发出来的。
The love has to come from an origin.
如果今天啊，我跟牧师每一次能够这样子来，跟我的孩子一起来过这个结婚周年纪念日。
If every year my husband and me can celebrate this wedding anniversary.
不只是我们之间是很享受这一天。
Not only two of us enjoy this day.
我的孩子们看到爸爸妈妈这样子甜蜜的爱情。
All my children, as they see the sweet love between their parents,
他们也会很饱足。
And they feel satisfied.
他们也会很喜乐。
They feel the joy.
很开心。
And they will be happy.
他们。望着前面的路是充满信心跟盼望的。
And they have a great hope and faith with the journey ahead of them.
所以生命树骗子。
So planting the tree of life.
不是我们要哇很努力啦，然后用很多的时间呢。
It's not by our effort. Strive to do it with a lot of time.
而是当我们两夫妻可以彼此。这样子浓浓的爱活在孩子们的面前。
As the couples, we have this love, we show this love right in front of our children.
不知不觉中，生命树就骗子了。
Then unknowingly, the tree of life will be planted all over.
我们的孩子都要靠近。
And our children will come close to us.
我们就生养众
多了。Then we will be fruitful and multiply.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我们一起来敬拜。
Let's all worship.
所有朋友
，All the our friends on the watching online，
参加完这个崇拜
，As you finish this worship service，
你心中有感动，需要接受耶稣
，And you feel touched in your heart and you want to accept Jesus。
假如你愿意你们夫妻关系能够改变
，And you want your marital relationship to improve，
你愿意走进。这个蒙福的真理里边
，You want to walk in the realm of the truth，
脱离一切的瑕疵
，and come out of all the bondage，
离开父母
，let go of your parents，
离开过去你的想法
，let go of your past thoughts，
追求你的太太
，and to go and seek your wife，
二人成为一体
，and the two becomes one，
彼此接纳
，accept one another，
你们能够不羞耻。
And you can be no shame.
让生命树的果子，这个不羞耻，也传到你的下一代。
And you can pass on the fruit from the tree of life to your next generation.
也去到你的朋友当中。
To your friends and families.
我呼召你来决志相信耶稣。
I want to call you to accept Jesus as your savior.
假如你想接受耶稣，请你在线上把一个卡填了。
If you want to accept Jesus as your savior, just fill out the response card on the website.
我们会联系你。
And we will contact you.
会继续带你祷告，祝福你。
I will continue to pray for you and bless you.
现在我要求，我呼求我们的弟兄们。
I just want to make a call to all the brothers.
我要为你来祝福。
I want to bless all the brothers.
让你在第一幅图画里边
so that in the picture,
可以离开父母
the picture that leaving your parents, the first picture,
与妻子联合
be united
追求你的太太
with your wife,
请你把手放在你的心上
and just put your hand upon your chest.
亲爱主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus,
求你的灵与我们每个弟兄同在
May your spirit just go be with all brothers.
让他们有力量有决心放下
So they can determine and have the strength to let go.
放下过去，放下自己的想法。
To let go of the past, let go of the
thoughts. 放下自卑，放下大男人主义。
All their inferiorities, all their self-centered arrogance.
追求太太。
And to go and find and catch the wife.
从过去里边走出来。
Come out from their past.
追求太太。
To go and pursue your wife.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
也让我们做丈夫的能够主动。
As husbands, we want to take action.
向太太敞开
and to open up to the wife.
跟太太一起庆祝结婚周年
to celebrate the wedding anniversary.
求你帮助我们
May you help us.
有一个美好的家园
to have a wonderful family.
奉耶稣的名祷告
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
祝福你
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
我请师母。
我也奉耶稣基督的名祝福我们这里每一个的太太。
I want to bless every wife here online and in the name of Jesus.
神创造我们女性有一个特别特别的一个温柔忍耐
with such a gentleness and patience.
我奉主的名祝福我们是长久的温柔忍耐
We pray that all of us have this long suffering.
对我们的丈夫
towards our husbands,
失去信心
we will not be disappointed and lose faith.
不会放弃
would not give up.
也不会嫌弃他们
and would not look down on them
因为当我们这样做我们就把丈夫推开
as we look down on them we push them out
我们就没有办法包他
we cannot embrace them
主你祝福我们每一位太太
bless every wife here
让我们的温柔跟忍耐
Our long suffering, our gentleness can continue to bring back the hearts of our husbands.
让我们一直我们的爱情就是浓浓的来增加
Then our love grows stronger and stronger.
让它来滋润我们一代又一代新生的孩子
And we can nurture the next generation and the generations to come.
让我们得满足
and we will be satisfied
得喜乐
and we will be joyous
而且看见生命树就一直的遍植出去
and we see the planting of tree of life will continue all the way
Amen
Amen
Hallelujah
我奉耶稣的名祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹
In the name of Jesus bless every brothers and sisters
在这疫情的日子
During the days of pandemic
主将平安赏赐给你
The Lord will give you peace
祝福你
Bless you
让你满有信心
so you have full of faith
喜乐
and joy
和平安
and peace
奉耶稣的名
in the name of Jesus
Amen, Amen. 好祝福大家
Bless you
611一次欢迎永远欢迎你现在收听的是今个星期的主日讲道